It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC and coming to you around the world at mybradio.com, mybradio.com, and of course on the 77 WABC app. Thank you, New York. Week in and week out, I mention it, yeah, because it is a source of great pride that we are in the top 10 in New York AM radio according to the Nielsen ratings. We appreciate the confidence that you place in us in making sure that we get great guests. Tonight's no different. Wait, and keep you in suspense, just a drop, because that's what radio is all about. Every week, we come at you with unique, excellent business content in order to get you ahead in today's business world. And we cover such a wide range of topics and professions, including sales, social media, corporate culture, strategic planning, financial planning, marketing and advertising, time management, hiring, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world. Well, just want to open with some thank yous. Special thank you to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who plays such an important support role for the show. Srili, Michal, Raquel, Eliana, Miriam, Dina, thank you. And to the great folks at 77 WABC, James, Matt, Leslie, Chris, and Tim. Also, a special shout out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. We have a robust YouTube channel. We're on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, the OG Podcast Networks, Player.fm, C-Suite Radio, C-Suite TV, The Jewish Home. The way to access every single guest that we've had, every single episode that we've had on this great program, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. That's where you can pick up the interview I had with the chief experience officer at the Cleveland Clinic, Dr. Adrian Boise. What about John Sculley, the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi? Joseph Abud, the noted fashion design icon. All these great guests are available for free. A virtual college. mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, without further ado, going to tonight's very special guest, Sim Shane. Now, I go back with Sim many years. Hopefully, he's not going to bring it up because, you know, we're on the air and there's, you know, maybe 50,000 people listening. So we're not going to talk about the trouble he can get me into, but we're going to stay focused on what he does today. He's the founder and CEO of Paraflight EMS and Aviation. Let me just explain what that is, even though he can explain it much better, but just to tease you. Paraflight EMS and Aviation is a full-service air ambulance and medical escort company that provides around-the-clock, 24/7 services on board private air ambulances and commercial flights from air medical transport to event medical and security staffing to corporate charter, to organ transplant. We're going to talk about all these different types of verticals and more. Sim Shane is the man who helps coordinate it all. And, of course, we're going to talk about also how to balance charity and profit because his company does so much charity work, yet it's a corporate entity. How to build and scale a unique business in a narrow industry. There's so much to cover. There's only an hour. Sim Shane, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
My absolute pleasure. I've been looking forward to sitting with you for quite a while. I will not address our background and how long I know you, but it's over 30 years.
That's correct. And thank you also. You haven't aged. You look great.
I moisturize.
So tell us about yourself. When we were in high school together, I don't believe you were dreaming about, you know, you weren't like, you know, hanging out at the airports and what are these people, you know, that track flights, you know, what's the background to what you're doing? You're providing such an incredible service and the listeners are going to hear about it during the hour. But what was the aha moment behind it coming up with this very, very special and unique business?
So interesting. I actually started my EMS career in 1993. I joined a local first aid squad. I got my EMT certification. I joined the Jewish organization, Hatzolah, Emergency Medical Services, both in New Jersey and New York in 1996 and 1998, respectively. In 2007, I got my certification as a paramedic. And in 2008, I was actually one of the co-founders of the local Hatzola volunteer paramedic program, which is actually to this day the only volunteer paramedic program in the state of New Jersey. I had a very close friend, a philanthropist, entrepreneur. His name was Shlomo Steve Zakheim.
Sure.
Who passed away a number of years ago, but he had his own. He had his own private jet that he used to use to get around, and he outfitted it with a stretcher and with oxygen. And he used to send myself and others around the country and around the world, flying patients to specialty hospitals, bringing them home for care, or whatever else they might have needed.
So can you please explain to the audience about Paraflight EMS and aviation? What is, and describe what it is, and then your typical workday. What is that like?
So there's no such a thing as a typical workday. But Paraflight, what we do is we have various different verticals, and each one works for someone else. So we have what's called a medical escort component. So someone who doesn't require the services of an air ambulance, they don't need to be lying flat on a stretcher. They are able to sit up on a plane for takeoff and landing. Mm-hmm. They don't have huge oxygen demands, so we can send them on with an oxygen concentrator. We could send them with a nurse, with a doctor, with a paramedic, and we can save them thousands of dollars.
Now, those people can go with commercial, or are they still go with private jet?
So many people can go with commercial flights.
And you still handle that?
Correct. We handle that. We have an entire team that deals just with medical escorts. We have a chief flight nurse that's based out in Delaware that deals with all of those. And then we have the air ambulance component. We're currently the only licensed air ambulance company based in the New York City area. Mm-hmm. And we provide organ transplant flights. And we have one of our verticals also covers corporate charter.
Now, before we go further, how can people get in touch with you? What is your contact information?
So they can reach us on via web, paraflight.aero, paraflight.aero. They can call us on our 800 number, which is 844-538-1911, 844-538-1911. Or if they're calling international, they can call us at +732-330-4400. We have a 24/7 dispatch line that handles all of our incoming calls.
Now, medical escorts. Can you explain what that is in comparison to an air ambulance? I think there are perhaps listeners that don't really are not picking up the difference between the two.
So many people don't realize that they have family members who might want to go on a family trip, might have to go see a specialty doctor somewhere. Yet they're overwhelmed because they have a medical condition, or they're elderly and they think that they might not be able to take them along, or they can't make such a trip. And this is what we do. So we'll send a paramedic, we'll send a nurse, we'll even send a flight physician along if need be to go with them on a private, on a commercial flight. Mm-hmm. They'll sit in the first class section. We'll get them cleared through TSA, expedited through security. Sometimes we'll bring them with an ambulance or an ambulette or a limousine, whatever it takes to get them to the airport. Mm-hmm. We'll have them picked up. We take care of everything, including their reservations. We take care of everything from A to Z.
Okay, so that is medical escort. Now explain the air ambulance.
So air ambulance is basically, it's an ICU in the sky. It's an intensive care unit. We have the ability to provide services for patients who are on ventilators, patients who are on IV drips, patients who have no ability to ambulate or to walk around. They can't sit up or anything else like that. We will send a full ICU team, which usually consists of a paramedic, a flight paramedic, a flight nurse. Sometimes we'll send a respiratory therapist. Sometimes we'll send along a flight physician. Our chief medical officer is Dr. Mark Merlin. He's an absolute legend. He has about 20 flight physicians that work under him that go with us on many, many of our flights.
Are you nationwide, worldwide? How does that work?
We're worldwide. We're based out of the Northeast, but we cover flights all over the country and all over the world.
So if God forbid, there's someone in critical condition in Israel, in France, et cetera, and they need to get to the Cleveland Clinic, for example, they should reach out to you?
Correct. They make the phone call to us, and we take care of everything else. We'll coordinate with the sending hospital. We'll coordinate with the receiving hospital. We'll get all the reports. We'll make sure that they're actually fit to fly. We'll send our full team wherever they have to go, whether they're going to go on a commercial flight. Sometimes we'll fly them in first class. Sometimes we'll take out the whole back section of a commercial flight. We'll put up a stretcher on there. We'll connect oxygen, electricity, everything else that we need to get them home safely, efficiently, and economically.
Now, does your firm also handle the other aspects, like let's say other family members? Let's say in my case, someone's going from Israel to Cleveland, but they also have relatives in Los Angeles. they could leave it to your firm to handle all those aspects?
We take care of all transport, all patients, all family members. We'll have cars waiting for them on the outside. We'll have an ambulance waiting for the patient as well. We take care of everything from A to Z.
Now, I understand that it's not just a medical business, but there's also a corporate aspect. Can you explain how that, elaborate on that?
Yeah, so one of the verticals that we provide as well is corporate aviation. So we don't do the luxury flights to the Super Bowl or to the Masters or anything else like that.
Okay.
But we do whatever we can to save time, to recognize that there's only 24 hours in a day, and even a little less when it comes to a work day. But there are people in the healthcare industry or in real estate who need to be able to get to one, two, or three states in one day, and they don't really have that time to be able to go through, to go to the airport, get there an hour and a half or 2 hours. Try flying on a Monday or a Friday morning, and you understand what the lines look like. And you're at the mercy of the airport. That's really what you're at. And when they make a calculation and say, listen, I have to be in Virginia in the morning, and then from there I want to fly to Chicago, yet I want to be able to make it back in time for my wife's birthday, this is your opportunity to really do it this way.
I imagine everything you do is highly confidential. The reason why I'm prefacing with that is because I would imagine you have some great stories about, let's say, you know, someone starting off in L.A. and then they had to at a meeting and they had to attend a meeting in Florida and they had to wind up the day in Illinois, and like maybe you could share such a story. Without obviously any type of details.
So there are many stories. You know, everybody has their own story. You know, what's to us a just regular day of work is to some people is really is a big story. But the reality is we save people tremendous amounts of time. We set up their day for them. They tell us where they need to be. We say, give us a list of where you need to be throughout your day. Mm. Tell us how much time you need allocated in each spot, and we'll make sure that they have food for them on their plane. We'll make sure their limousine service is waiting for them wherever they land, and we'll coordinate their day so that they can leave in the morning and they can be back at night.
Wow. I mean, you just make it like it's like a magic wand.
Well, there's nothing magic. There's a lot of work. We have a lot of flight coordinators that work with us. We have a tremendous team that works with us. And it's a lot of work and a lot of detail, but we say leave the details to us and you focus on making money and growing your business.
At the top of the show, you mentioned someone who's, you know, was near and dear to so many in the community, Shlomo Zakheim. Tell us a little bit about the charity projects that you were involved with him, like Chai Lifeline, Camp Simcha, Dream Team.
So Shlomo was a legend. Anybody who knew him knew that he was always about helping people. And even more than just helping people, he was always about helping kids who weren't well. He brought myself and many others into Camp Simcha and Chai Lifeline about 11 years ago. And he opened up something called the Dream Team. Okay, the Dream Team was made almost like a Make-A-Wish Foundation for children who are terminally ill who just wanted to do something special. There were many times that we took children to swim with the dolphins in the Bahamas, trips to Israel, trips to Florida, wherever they wanted to go is what he did. In Camp Simcha, every year, he did this for, I think, about 15 years or so, for every session, for their special sessions and for their cancer sessions, he would set up helicopters. He would set up helicopters to fly the children. Just this past summer alone, we flew over 550 children between Camp Simcha and other camps that we went to. Kids who aren't well, who just wanted to be able to get up there and touch the sky. And since he passed away, and this Rosh Hashanah will be 6 years that he has passed on, but his family has continued it as the Leif Shlomo Dream Team in memory of Shlomo, and we continue to do flights. Our last flight was just a few days ago for children who missed camp, children who weren't well enough to come to camp, and we brought in a special helicopter for them to fly them up with their family members and their counselors.
My guest is Sim Shane. He is the founder and CEO of Paraflight EMS and Aviation. How can people find out more information about what you do?
Easy. Go to our website, paraflight.aero, paraflight.aero, or call us 844-538-1911, 844-538-1911.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Ever wished, as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events, that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets, terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is, you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com, where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. dalecarnegie.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening, Sim Shane. Sim is the founder and CEO of Paraflight EMS and Aviation. What a fascinating and challenging, I'm trying to come up with the right words here, because it's such a unique industry. Sim, I you know, waking up each day. So there must be many days when you know it's charted out, you know. But I mean, you live with surprises by not by the hour, not by the minute, by the second. I mean, like, you know, it's, you know, we hope you don't get interrupted in the middle of this interview. I mean, like, you know, you just you head out in the morning and you really don't know how many lives you're saving that day, and when that call comes in, I mean, let's just, you know, frame it. A call comes in. You have to have a plane sometimes ready on the runway within half hour. How does that happen?
So it's interesting. One of the things that we do all the time is we're always planning ahead. So every day we have a list of what aircraft are around. We have a list of, we're always checking weather patterns. You know, we know a week in advance what the weather is going to be. And of course that can shift and things like that. But there are many different factors that go in. And you're right. You know, when I wake up and I go to sleep with my phone. So my phone I can go to sleep at, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, and at 2:15 I'm up and I'm just working on a flight, and that's what we do. We have other coordinators who work with us really also 24 hours a day. As soon as that call comes in, that's when that mission starts.
But you know, you shared a very important point that any person in business could really take away, and that is, to the extent possible, prepare. Don't just live your life by the seat of your pants. Meaning surprises are, you know, inevitable. They can come up. But to the extent possible, like you said, you know which aircraft are, you know, are available at which airports, which personnel you have available, weather patterns, all that you could do in advance. That's a very important takeaway.
That's correct. Especially in this business. But you're right, in every business you always have to have some sort of plan, and you need a backup plan. And in the business that we're in, you need more than one backup plan, because things can go wrong and things can change, and there's some things that are not in our control. But we still have to do whatever we can to accomplish and achieve our mission.
Now, here's this one of the also tremendous sensitive area of your business. You fly organs around the country. And that must be, I mean, the stress, I can't even imagine, because you have a donor in one part of the country and someone who's on life support and that needs that organ. Perhaps you could walk us through, like, what is the time frame that we're talking about when you deal with organ, you know, with a transport of an organ?
You know, I always tell people, if you want to find a stressful business, get into aviation. And if you want to increase your stress tenfold, try doing organ flights as well. And what we actually do, for the most part, is we don't actually just fly the organ itself. We actually fly the procurement teams. So we'll send surgeons, PAs, we'll send a perfusionist along, and we send them to a receiving hospital where the donor is, where that person who's on life support, who has been declared brain death, and where their family has elected, and they have elected to donate their organs, and that's where we send the team. So it could be really anywhere within a few hour radius of where we are. Our average flight is probably between 45 minutes and an hour and a half. But we've pushed some flights have been 2.5 to 3 hours, where we send a team out, we get them transport to the airport, we get them on the plane, we have food for them, they do their flight, they get to the donor OR, they're generally there about 4 hours. Sometimes if there are complications, it can extend to 7, 8, or even 10 hours, and then we fly them back. And some of the complications that we actually have at the lengthy OR, mm-hmm. ORs is where pilots can actually duty out. FAA
regulations.
Sure, absolutely. Please. So FAA regulations state that a pilot, from when he starts his day, not from when he gets into the cockpit, but from when they start their day, their duty day is 14 hours, plain and simple. So if they start their day, if they have a flight at 11 a.m. and they have to start heading in and they have a two-hour drive-in, they might start their day 3 hours before. So their day starts at 8 a.m. They're told your day starts at 8 a.m. No matter what, that day is over at 10 p.m., 14 hours later. So their day starts, let's say they have an 11 o'clock flight, mm-hmm. maybe gets pushed for an hour. Now you're at 12 o'clock. Then you have a two-hour flight somewhere, right? Now you're mm-hmm. at 2 p.m. And then you have a four-hour OR. And if it's a 30-minute or 45-minute drive from the hospital to the OR, right, or the hospital to mm-hmm. the airport, all of a sudden your times are just kicking in and kicking in. There have been times that we had to send the second plane just to pick up the docs to bring them back with the organ. Now, there are very few times that we'll actually fly the organ as well. We're happy to do it. But for the most part, we'll send a team and they'll come back with the organ, the heart, the lung, sometimes the kidneys, sometimes livers.
And because there's absolutely no room for failure. You put in to the extent humanly possible to ensure that the organ will arrive in a way that it's going to be useful for the next individual.
Correct. We recognize that every one of those trips can really be life-saving. It makes a real difference in many people's lives. It's the one who's getting the heart, the lung, livers, kidneys, corneas, whatever they might be able to receive. We know we're part of that vital and amazing and incredible mission of saving a life.
Another takeaway that I'm picking up through having the privilege of speaking to you is how I'm sure there are many people out there listening and saying, wait a second, this guy is really making something possible that seems impossible. There are people out there that are dealing with a loved one that's on life support and needs these type of services. And in their mind, they're working through the models and it's like it's all impossible. But it sounds like your company really solves those type of situations and says, wait a second, there are plenty of options available to you. That's really what I'm picking up.
That's absolutely correct. And that's why we have all these different vertical components. Those who have to go on a commercial flight, we can do it. International, commercial, in the back on a stretcher, we can do it. If they need an air ambulance, which is expensive, air ambulances are expensive. But we recognize that some people actually do need that, and we'll do that for them as well.
This is really more of a personal question, but I just have to ask it because, you know, you have a great, your composure is fantastic and you're relaxed. I mean, how do you manage to stay focused and calm in dealing with such a stressful environment? And by the way, just to put you in a category, years ago, I had the honor of interviewing Captain Sully Sullenberger, right? And he, of course, saved 155 people by landing in the Hudson, the famous story, Flight 1543, I believe it was. Okay. You know, I asked him that question also. So I'm now asking it to Sim Shane. How do you stay calm? How do you stay cool? Yeah.
I always tell people we stress on the inside. You know, we definitely don't let people see when we're stressing, but it is a stressful business. There are a lot of things that could go wrong and a lot of things that we need to do to be able to make sure that everything works okay. But it's stressful and we try to put everything into its own compartment. And the things that we're able to fix and we're able to correct, we do immediately. And sometimes we have to utilize many different resources to be able to get that job done. But that's what we do. This is what we signed up for. And we know that in order to save a life, in order to make a difference, it is a lot of stress that comes with it. And we're happy to take it on.
Now, before I get to the next question, perhaps you could share, what's your website? How could people get in touch with you?
Oh, very simply, our website is paraflight.aero. That's paraflight.aero. Or they can call us on our 24-hour dispatch line, 844-538-1911. That's 844-538-1911. Or internationally via WhatsApp, via text, 732-330-4400. That's 732-330-4400.
Now, what happens if there's someone who, I hope it's okay to ask you this question, but they can't afford medical expense, the medical expense, but desperately needs it? Will insurance cover it? How does that work?
So insurance is a complicated matter. I will preface by saying that we have never turned down a flight due to lack of funds. Mm. We've helped them. We do flights at absolute cost or below. We take hits on flights if we have to. We'll send our personnel for free. We'll sometimes direct them on who can help them raise some funds. But for the most part, we really get the job done. As I said, we've never turned it down. As far as insurance goes, in the New York area especially, insurance is probably not going to pay. I would say over 99% of the time, they're not going to pay. They'll say, you have every hospital in New York City. Why would you want to go out? And even in certain parts of the country, you know, if you have a hospital, they'll bring you to your closest hospital. So if you're out in the Midwest somewhere, maybe it'll take you to Cleveland, but they're not going to bring you all the way out to New York because they don't have to. As far as insurance goes, that's a very, very sensitive and sometimes a painful subject, because there are some companies who will actually get, they use other billing companies and they'll call for a pre-auth from an insurance company. And instead of a flight costing, I guess the average flight, let's talk about like a New York, Florida flight, would, depending on what resources are needed, depending on if the patient's on a vent and if they need bedside to bedside, or if they need, you know, what type of ambulances they need, ALS versus BLS on which side. But I would say the average cost of a flight New York to Florida is between $18,000 and $22,000. Mm-hmm. And now you'll have some insurance companies that, you know, they might have some sort of plan for it. And some of these billing companies or some of the air ambulance companies will actually call for a pre-auth. And then after the flight is done, they might actually take a deposit from the client, from the patient. And then after the flight is done, they'll bill the insurance companies exorbitant amounts of money. I'm talking about $10,000, $20,000 more. You talk about billing them $250,000 or $300,000. And they have teams of lawyers that will go after these insurance companies and sue them, saying, you gave us a pre-auth and this is what we need to get. So you might say, so what's the big deal? Let the insurance company pay. Who suffers? And the truth is that everybody suffers. Anybody who pays an insurance premium suffers because they're price gouging and they're trying to get as much as they can. But the ones who really suffer, really, really suffer, and it affects them, is that actual patient. Because everybody's assigned X number of dollars as part of their benefit. So if somebody has a benefit cap of $500,000 or $1 million, and now this insurance company is fighting because this air ambulance company wants to hit him for $300,000, what does that do for the patient who now needs a bone marrow transplant, needs a specialized surgery, needs a special medication that's not covered? They're going to say, hey,
consumed.
Right. Yeah. They say, we just took $300,000. We're battling for 2 years because they want to take $300,000 from us. And those are the big challenges. So for the most part, we actually do not take insurance. You're more than welcome. Welcome to take our invoice and submit it to the insurance company if they pay. Amazing, really amazing. But for the most part, that insurance is really not conducive in this industry.
Mm. Many companies can help people and sometimes can be even like working for free. How do you balance the financial aspect of, you know, needing to support, you know, and run the business while constantly wanting to do charity?
So it's interesting because I think probably greater than 50% of our business is charity work. And when I started this business with Shlomo Zakkai many years ago, our mission became mission-driven, not profit-driven. And I know my accountant probably doesn't want to hear that, but our goal is always just to make sure, it's probably just to make sure that we get the job done and we get the patient safely wherever they have to be and economically. And of course, we need money to run our business, but that's not our mission. Our mission is to make sure to get those people safely home.
So special. So special. My guest this evening, Sim Shane, the founder and CEO of Paraflight EMS and Aviation. Before we go to a break, how could people find more information?
They can check on our website, paraflight.aero. That's paraflight.aero, A-E-R-O. They can reach us at 844-538-1911. That's 844-538-1911. Or at 732-330-4400. That's 732-330-4400.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC and around the world at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And of course, that is the platform that hosts every single past episode that we've had on this great program, mybradio.com. Over 200 episodes to date. How do you like that? They're all available for free, mybradio.com. My guest this evening is Sim Shane, the founder and CEO of Paraflight EMS and Aviation. What a special company. They service so many people in so many unique ways, and really the key is where they have figured out how to get patients, people on life support, people that desperately need an organ from one city to another city. They just have it all down to a science. That's really the best way to put it. They have it down to a science. Should anyone need it, and there are many people that need it and just never realize that a resource like this is available, paraflight.aero.
Paraflight.aero. That's paraflight.aero.
Wow. In case you're just tuned in, by Tuesday morning, this entire episode will be up at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Sim, your company is in a very unique industry, as we've been discussing throughout the show. What marketing challenges do you face, and you know, what can you recommend to someone who's also in a business that's so specialized?
Well, the marketing issues that we face is that everything we do is confidential, extremely confidential, both from a patient perspective, both from the hospital systems and organ network systems that we service, as well as our corporate charter clients. So the only people who could let the world know what we do is mostly our clients, because we can't share any of our information. My own family has no idea who we fly, where we're going, what we do. All they know is that we're out on a mission. Even with our own company structure itself, everything is kept very isolated, so that only the people who have to know that. There are no names that go across on any of our invoices or anything else like that. It's really, really, everything that we do is extremely, extremely confidential.
So, okay, so coming back to marketing, it's like a real challenge here, like as far as...
It really is. So we just talk about what we do, and we don't say any patient names or anything else like that. And even some of the social media marketing that we do, we'll put it up like a week or two later, you know, of just where the plane went. There'll never be a patient face. There'll never be a patient name. There'll never be a hospital name or anything else like that. We try to really keep everything confidential.
Now, I would imagine that you rely heavily on word of mouth. How do you manage to, you know, scale a business just through word of mouth?
So word of mouth in today's day and age is not really the word of mouth that people knew of many years ago. Right. There are many different social media platforms that we use. We do some print media. I mean, I don't know if this is the right forum to say, but print media, for the most part, is really out. Because aside from some branding that we do here and there, most of what we do goes out on the World Wide Web. So it could be LinkedIn, it could be Twitter, it could be Facebook, Instagram, things like that. Those are the things that really impress people, because they get to interact with us and they get to see what we do. But that's really what we do. That's our word of mouth is social media.
Let's stay on the topic of marketing. And of course, marketing is related to communication. Communication is a major key in any business. And many times in stressful environments. So that my question now is not about marketing, it's about communication. I'm just segueing into it. So many times, especially in a stressful environment, people tense up and they begin screaming demands and may even be incoherent, and they're not speaking clearly. They're not giving clear instructions. Meanwhile, your entire operation has to be working so perfectly. There's no room for error. What tips could you share on communications in an industry like yours?
So one thing that we always tell people is that we get it. Our entire company is all medically based. Our medical directors, our nurses, our paramedics, even our flight coordinators are all nurses and paramedics and EMTs and physicians. So we tell them, we get it. We understand you're stressing. But let us do the worrying for you. You focus on your loved one. You focus on what you need to take care of. We will take care of all the logistics. There's really nothing that they have to do. We take care of all transports, ground, air. We take care of their food for them. We take care of everything that they might possibly need. We coordinate with the hospitals. We coordinate with their social workers. We'll coordinate with their pharmacies to make sure that their medication gets to them in a timely manner. We'll send separate cars to pick up their luggage for them. Anything that they need, we'll take care of. So we say, you worry about getting home. We'll take care of everything else.
So, Sim, earlier in the show, you shared also that the type of again, we discussed confidentiality is paramount, so we can't. I'm not going to ask you for any specific stories, but perhaps you could share, even in terms of just a typical day, you know, of the life-saving work and the type of stress that you deal with.
So no day is typical. Okay. I think I might have told you that before. Maybe it was off air. No day is typical. I actually travel with my passport wherever I go. I have a go bag that sits in my car because I might be heading home at the end of the day, and next thing you know, I'm diverting to an airport to meet a flight or to take off with a flight. Although we have personnel that are available scattered throughout the country, especially for our medical personnel, I'm always ready to go. And I think it's always important that somebody who runs a business, you have to be in the trenches. You really have to understand what's going on. And whatever business it might be, you have to get it. So I always make sure to go on flights. I've gone along on organ flights just so I can see what happens, so I can understand the terms. I can understand the times. I can understand what the word cross-clamp means. I could understand what it means to visualize and accept. I could understand how much time is needed from when they cross-clamp until the heart is out. How much time is needed from when they cross-clamp until the lungs are out, until the kidneys are out. Mm-hmm. We communicate with in every sense, with every step of what goes on. I have people who work for me, but I micromanage. I'm on top of everything because I want to know ahead of time if there are any hiccups or any speed bumps or anything that might be coming down the road. We want to be prepared to be able to help them divert and be able to come up with a plan B, C, D, or even E.
Now, Sim, you shared another very important, valuable lesson for businesses, and that is, just like you mentioned, a CEO, of course, has the world on his shoulders. But still, he has to have experienced being in the trenches. In fact, it reminds me when John Scully, we had him on, he talked about how he drove a truck for Pepsi. And, okay, he was a CEO. He didn't, obviously, once he became CEO, he wasn't out on the road all day. But he worked his way up, so he understood exactly what every single person in the company faces and therefore understands how to deal with those challenges. So you sometimes will, as you indicated, roll up your sleeves and get down and dirty in any aspect of the business that's needed.
That's absolutely correct.
Hmm. Now, Sim, you built a company in a very niche industry. What are your tips for other business owners who are trying to build and scale their businesses, but they're in a very narrow market?
So what's very important, most of all, is to live your business. You really need to know every aspect. You have to know, just like if somebody had a catering business, mm-hmm. you have to know how to cook as well. You need to know everything. You need to be prepared that if someone walks off that job or something changes, you need to be able to step up and fill that position. So I'll coordinate flights. I'll answer phone calls. I'll be a paramedic. I'll do whatever has to be done. I'll drive people to and from the airport. I'll do whatever has to be done to get the job done.
So do you actually fly?
I don't. It's interesting.
Just short of that.
It's interesting that I there's been many times that I've been up in front and I almost wish that I wanted to fly. But I love sitting in the back. I do have a dream. I want to fly a helicopter.
Okay.
I even have my books at home, but my family is not too keen on that. So maybe one day they'll still let me do it. But no, I have no interest in flying. I love sitting in the back. I love treating. I love being a paramedic. I love being with the patients. That's what I love to do. So I leave the flying up to the pilots, and I do the rest.
Sim is the founder and CEO of Paraflight EMS and Aviation. How can people find out more information?
They can go to our website, which is paraflight.aero, paraflight.aero, or they can reach us on our 800 number, 844-538-1911. That's 844-538-1911. or 732-330-4400. Internationally, that's +1 732-330-4400.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
This is Richard Solomon. If you're having a corporate event or a seminar or workshop and you're looking for a public speaker that's just a little bit different, why don't you give me a try? 516-371-4924. I'm a radio host. I'm a lawyer. I'm an author. I've been a lecturer. I've got a lot of really great war stories. And if you want to learn more, go to thesolomonchannel.com and you'll see all the great videos and everything that we've done over the years. We've done a lot of great stuff, including cash flow dynamics, things about small business, dealing with regulation, and surviving the challenges in this very tough and competitive business environment. 516-371-4924. 516-371-4924.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening, Sim Shane, the founder and CEO of Paraflight EMS and Aviation. He does such special work, does it in such a sensitive way. It's really an honor to sit in the studio with him. Sim, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Once again, a pleasure.
Really, really special. You know, we've spoken about this a number of times during the show regarding medical escort, air transport, air ambulance. Is it just for someone who's in a life-threatening situation? Are there other parameters where people would need your services?
Oh, of course. It's not limited to patients who have to go to a hospital, to a rehab facility. One of the things that we do is what we call repatriation. So people who are moving, who have to go from one state to another, who are unwell, who are elderly, people who want to go for holidays, they want to go to Israel, they want to go to Europe, they have a family wedding or something else like that where they don't even realize that they can bring a family member along because they just think grandma's home and she's not feeling well and she right. can't go because she's on oxygen or she needs to get medication or she needs to get fed and things like that. These are things that we take care of. So we fly, you know, in the winter, we fly all the snowbirds, you know, from New York to Florida. And then, at the summer, we bring them back home. Holiday season is very, very busy for us. We fly people before Sukkot. We fly them to Israel. We fly them to hotel programs and things like that. Sometimes families have family trips they want to go to. Last year, we did a few trips out to South Africa where they wanted to take their grandparents on their anniversary or whatever else it was. They were doing a trip, and they wanted to take them on an African safari, and we sent a nurse along to sit with them. They stayed with them for a week, and they came back.
You must have hundreds, if not thousands, of wild stories. You know, perhaps you could share your most, you know, far-flung, I don't want to say outlandish because you're dealing with people's lives, but perhaps one of the most striking stories to date.
So we have many stories, you know, many of them I can't even discuss. Many of them are even painful for us to discuss. But I'll touch on one story that took place about a year and a half ago. With a young gentleman who was hit by a car in Florida, and unfortunately he was in critical condition, and unbeknownst to the parents, some of the doctors went into the room and they did a brain function test, and they came out and they said that unfortunately there's no brain function, and we're going to be pulling the plug. This was on a Friday late morning when they said they're going to go do it. And of course, the family didn't want to pull the plug. They're a religious family, and they wanted to make sure that they can do anything they can to extend his life. But in the state of Florida, once they're declared brain dead, then they can pull the plug. So they didn't know what to do. They reached out to us through various other organizations, and we said the only thing that we can do is fly him to one state that actually allows you to apply for a religious exemption so that they wouldn't be able to pull the plug. Care to guess what that state is? New Jersey.
New Jersey
was actually the one state, and it was actually, it was midwinter, it was really cold outside, there were sleet storms and everything, and within 45 minutes of when we received that phone call, we actually reached out to one of our partners based out in Florida. They had a team. Within 45 minutes of the phone call, the team was at bedside. And because of his extensive conditions, he was on a ventilator, multiple drips, he had multiple fractures. We actually sent a flight medic, a flight nurse, and a respiratory therapist to fly him in. They were scheduled to land about 1 o'clock in the morning on Friday night. And unfortunately, there was, as I mentioned before, there was sleet, the weather was terrible, and we received a phone call that all airports in New York City and New Jersey are closed. And what should we do? They were airborne. They were about to have about an hour to land. We were scheduled to meet him at one of the local small airports, but they absolutely couldn't land there. And they ended up landing further south in Atlantic City.
But and still, we, at least in Jersey.
Correct. And I actually went along on the ambulance. We went out at 2 o'clock in the morning when they finally landed. We picked him up and we brought him to the facility. Unfortunately, the outcome wasn't what we all wanted. He passed away a week later. But he had his family by his side, and his parents were able to do say that they were able to do whatever they could to be with him and to extend his life, even for a week.
So my next question is really the flip side, and what is one of the most rewarding experiences of your day-to-day work?
So the rewarding experience is everything that we do every day, where we know that we can make a difference in people's lives. A couple of years ago, as I mentioned earlier, I'm a volunteer paramedic with Hatzalah. And on a Friday night, we were called for a simple call for an elderly person who had fell. And I went with one of my fellow paramedics, and we showed up at the house, and we helped the gentleman up, and we sat him in the chair, and we were waiting to leave to go back home. And his wife actually said, "I recognize you from somewhere. Is your name Sim Shane?" And I said, "Yeah." She goes, "You have that air ambulance company, right?" So I said, "Yeah, sure." She goes, "Don't you recognize him?" I said, "No, I don't." She goes, "Look at him. Look at him and look in his face and tell me you don't recognize him." I said, "I'm so sorry. I don't recognize him." She goes, "You brought him home a year ago. He was on life support. He was on a ventilator. He was trached. They sent him home because they thought there was nothing else they can do. I think we flew him in from St. Louis or Minneapolis. I don't recall what state it was from."
Can you save his life?
I didn't save his life. The hospital that he went to, we were just a small part. We were a component who brought him home. That's all we did. We got him home, and I had not heard. And he got to this hospital here, one of the local hospitals, an acute care hospital, and they weaned him off the vent, and he was able to fight his infections and everything else that happened, and he was home. And he just took a simple fall, and that's when I got to meet him again. It was truly incredible.
Your business is so advanced and really feels like the future. How do you, in your day-to-day work, still continue to stay current and, you know, come up with strategies in this ongoing changing environment?
So what we do is we continuously train. We continuously create partnerships with many different providers and operators all over the country. We're always in network mode. We're always in marketing mode. Wherever we go, we do whatever we can to try to expand our business, try to look for little things that'll make a big difference down the road. We spend a tremendous amount of money on software development, for to be able to make everything seamless. Everything gets almost like a plug and play, from our itineraries to our trip sheets to everything that has to go on. There are many different components that take place to make a trip appear to be seamless. You know, and that's the stuff that we do. We invest a lot of money into that.
Now, we talked about it earlier in the program, but perhaps you can explain again regarding organ transplants, right? Please just explain how that works. City A, City B, how does it work?
So the country is actually divided into 14 different regions. and they're controlled by the United Network of Organ Sharing, puts OPOs, organ procurement organizations all over the country that set up, and they go region to region. First they go within the region itself, and then they're able to expand out. There's no names that are involved. Everybody gets a unique UNIS number and a match number that goes along with it. And once they get the call that they're a match is when we go out to do it. Our goal, our objective is to go out and expand all over the country. We're a medical company, so we really get it. We recognize how much time is needed. We recognize all the little nuances that could really make a difference. One of the things that we offer is that we make sure that the doctors who are going on this trip have gourmet catered meals. So we recognize that their days are very, very long and very, very strenuous, and it's very, very tiring. And one thing we know is that everybody knows is that it's one thing if you're tired, but it's another thing if you're tired and you're hungry. So we give them gourmet meals, wow, appetizers, mains, wow, desserts, really, and we actually find out what they like. So we know each doctor, what their likes are, what they appreciate. Some people like salads, some people like sushi, steaks, chocolate cake, whatever they like is really what we do for them. And people think we're crazy. You know, they say, why are you doing that? Why are you giving them catered gourmet meals? And we say, listen, this is a surgeon who's going out to go procure a lung, to go procure a heart. They're spending hours and hours from when they get that phone call until they're back in the receiving hospital, because sometimes it'd be 20 hours. When are they supposed to eat? And one of the other things that we actually do as well is we feed our pilots for two reasons. A, because it's a nice thing to do. It's very important to feed your pilots because you don't want a hungry and cranky pilot, that's for sure. But another thing that we do is we feed them because we don't want them to leave the airport. So when they land and the procurement team goes off, anything can change. Maybe the surgery went quick, or maybe they have to abort the surgery for whatever reason, where they have to decline it. We want to make sure that the pilots are not out in some restaurant eating, and they have an issue with their car, or they have an issue with their Uber, or they didn't get the message. So we feed them. We make sure they're sitting on the plane and they're ready to go. And as soon as we get our phone calls, we make sure to update them so they can refile their flight plans. That's what we do.
You shared this just now another great lesson, and that is the little details are so important.
Absolutely correct.
So important. Sim, how do you see the company growing, if I could ask? I don't mean to, you don't have to share company secrets here, but...
So our expansion is, we're always expanding. That's really what we're trying to do. We expand our service line. Our focus is on organ transplants. Our focus is on medical escorts and air ambulance. But I think over the next couple of years, you're going to see us expanding onto the West Coast, onto the Midwest, into the South. For organ transplants, we see how much it really makes a difference, how we can really save lives. We know we're very different than some of the other operators out there who are strictly aviation, because that's what they do. They set a plane and they do it. We give so much information over. We communicate every step of the way. You know, your doctor's arrived. Your doctor's on board. They took off. They're landing in an hour and 12 minutes. We let them know when they land. We let them know when they're coming back. We keep them apprised of everything, because there's so many moving components and moving parts in every hospital system that they need to be made aware of everything that is going on. And we share. We're extremely transparent with everything we do. We're transparent with our pricing, transparent with our service. And that's what we try to do. We try to give them A1, unbelievable, incredible service.
Sim, the time flies. I can't thank you enough for joining me here on tonight's edition of Mind Your Business. In roughly 60 seconds, any final takeaways that you could share with the listeners of Mind Your Business?
Yeah, so the life of aviation is extremely stressful, but it's extremely rewarding. We have the opportunities to be able to help people in their time of need, in their time of stress, to take something that's so overwhelming for them and to say, we're here to make a difference. We're here to make your life a little easier. We're here to take your loved one to a hospital. We're here to take your loved one home. We're here to help you get a heart, help somebody get a lung. We're here to really, really make a difference. And if that's all we can do, our goal is to make a difference and to try to change the world.
So, so special. Before I let you go, how could people find out more information about your company?
They can go to our website, paraflight.aero, that's paraflight.aero, or they can call us at 1-844-538-1911, that's 844-538-1911, or at 732-330-4400. They can text, they can WhatsApp, they can access us via Facebook, via Instagram. We're all over.
Sim, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you. Truly my pleasure. Thank you so much.
And that wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night. And next Sunday night, Jeffrey Hazlett will be sitting in for me. Yeah, So for all those out there, and in case you're not able to miss, in case you're not able to join, you could always pick it up at MYBRadio.com, MYBRadio.com after the holiday. Thank you, Jeffrey, in advance. This wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC, and I certainly hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast and took away some solid business advice to get you ahead in today's business world.
Thank you, Yitzchak. This is Menachem Lubinsky, and I'm part of the business consulting team here and ready to help with advice on buying and selling a business, starting a new business, marketing a business, capitalizing a business, and any other concerns that you may have. To set up an appointment, please call 718-854-4450, 718-854-4450.
And that wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in every Sunday night for great business content right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.